Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Way Less Kid Anyway, the talk show.
Where our goal is to make the world a polite place to live, one person at a time. And here are your hosts, HR and customer service expert Denise Harden, and etiquette and image expert, speaker and author, also known as Etiquette Lady Donna Page.
Right.
Well, happy New Year, happy Sunday, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Today is Sunday, January 16, 2011, and we are broadcasting live from Atlanta, Georgia. Well, the sun was out today, hooray, and it actually got up to over 32 degrees. It's been a beautiful day. Well, during this evening show, we will discuss acts of kindness. I'm Donna Page Riley, also known as the Etiquette Lady.
And good evening. My name is Denise Harding. I'm the HR Lady.
Well, how are you, Denise? I heard you're a little under the weather today.
But I'm happy to be on the show and to talk about random acts of kindness. I think it is an appropriate time to do so because of the Martin Luther King Jr. Celebration, especially for folks tomorrow.
Absolutely, and we are just so excited. Of course, he was a man of great politeness and nonviolence, so we certainly wanted to talk about acts of kindness just specifically as a show. Of course, you guys know that we remind you each week to initiate a random act of kindness, but today's show is totally dedicated to acts of kindness. Well, Denise... Of course, last week we were talking about the prediction of snow, and you guys, it happened, okay? It happened. We were shut down, went to me for almost a week.
Almost a week. Isn't that amazing in Atlanta?
Gosh. Wow. Hot Atlanta. Yes. Okay, right. And so, guys out there, we got about 5 to 7 inches of snow, depending on where you were in the state. And not just that, and I know you guys, and we have a lot of people that listen to us from the north, Ohio, Indiana, Pennsylvania, and they're probably thinking, what, 5 to 7 inches of snow, and you guys are shut down? Well, Georgia's not equipped for that, because generally when it snows here, it melts like the next day or so, but the challenge was, is after it snowed, then it sleeted, and it froze over and all that good stuff. But, you know, obviously it was time for us to sit and be still for a few days. And, of course, cabin fever set in. But for those who were determined to venture out, well, most of them were a little sorry they did. There were so many accidents. But anyway, you guys, we are so glad to be with you. We have a shorter version this evening because we want to make sure that Denise can rest and myself, I'm getting ready for an event as well. So we always talk about what is etiquette anyway, and of course, we have to tell people what it is. We want to welcome all the new listeners that are tuning in, and we know that we do have listeners of all ages as well, But anyway, etiquette is simply a set of rules of behavior. By using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. And the word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Now, Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court, and these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. So, if you don't remember all of that, just remember to mind your manners. Etiquette is just simply a fancy word for manners. Okay? Well, we certainly want to invite you to call us or email us, as many of you have already done, and just kind of let us know some acts of kindness that have been shown to you, or perhaps some acts of kindness that you have initiated, and we always want to hear about that.
Now it's time for Random Acts of Kindness.
And we know that there have been, I mean, just a host of different reasons to be kind to one another. And especially, and I know that there, certainly in Georgia, I mean, this was just incredible with what happened with the snow. And so on the news, you saw some people that were helping out and everyone just kind of pulling together. I do want to go ahead and bring on a caller, Denise. Let's see, extension 7370. Thanks for calling What Is Etiquette Anyway. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
All right.
Great. If you can just tell everyone your name and where you're calling from, that'd be great.
Oh, Kenyon, calling from Stone Mountain, Georgia.
All right. And you want to say hello to our co-host, Denise?
Hey, everyone. How you doing?
Hi. How are you?
All right.
Well, we are talking about random acts of kindness. Kenyon, what would you like to share? I know you're in Georgia, so I know that snow was a big issue for the week.
Yeah. Where we stay, it's, we stay on the hill, so... You know, after it snowed and, you know, people kind of drove on and some of the snow melted, naturally the snow turned to ice. And being on the hill, you know, if, you know, trying to go up a hill of ice is almost impossible, even if, you know, any kind of vehicle, because, I mean, your tires just get no traction. So yesterday morning, you know, I saw this gentleman. He had went up the hill and got stuck at this particular point, and I kind of watched him for a second. I was sitting there eating breakfast. So I was like, oh, well, you know, he'll get out. He's in the SUV. So I kept on eating. I looked outside, and he was still stuck in the ice. So I, you know, went outside, and I had a little shovel and some ice melt mixed with a little kitty litter. And so I just kind of went outside and helped the gentleman, you know, kind of get out of the snow and, you know, ask a couple of neighbors, did they mind moving their vehicles that were, you know, in the way, because I didn't want their cars to be hit. So just to help them out, because I know if I was in that situation, I would, you know, appreciate someone helping me out as well.
Wow. That was indeed wonderful. And certainly applaud you for that. And that is wonderful. And I'm sure the gentleman was very appreciative. And I'm glad you mentioned that he was in an SUV, because I think a lot of people may have gotten a little surprised and or disappointed at the fact that they had an SUV and they still could not maneuver in the snow. But like you said, on ice, it doesn't matter which vehicle you have, you cannot get traction on ice. And I think that's probably one of the things that the Department of Transportation, that was their greatest challenge, is they weren't just, you know, dealing with the snow, but they were dealing with ice as well. So, and I think, I'm sure he was very grateful for you helping. And how did you think about the combination of the ice melt and kitty litter? Because I'm sure people are listening to this and they're thinking, oh, wow, let me go buy some of that so I can be ready the next time it happens.
Well, I'm originally from Cleveland, Ohio, so I, you know, I was used to shoveling snow, and, you know, after you shovel the snow, naturally we put down salt, which pretty much helps kind of, you know, it stops the snow from refreezing over, so it keeps the driveway clear. But, you know, down here with, I guess, limited resources, you know, they don't have, you know, they don't have as much salt as, you know, that, you know, you would like to get. So my mother, she looked on the internet and saw that people had also used kitty litter. And then when I thought about it, you know, kitty litter, it absorbs water. So, you know, you put the ice melt down, it helps kind of melt the ice. And then the kitty litter, you know, kind of, it's twofold. It helps like absorb some of the water as well as giving your car traction. It's actually what I put in my driveway to help, you know, after I shoveled it, to help, you know, keep it clear from refreezing over. So, I mean, it's a good cheap mix that you know, really helps.
Wow. Well, we certainly thank you for that tip, and I bet people that are listening that have cats, they're probably thinking, man, I should have went and dumped their pan out
right
in the driveway or in the front of the street or somewhere. But that's a great tip. And thank you so much for your kindness. That really, you know, helps the world to be a more polite place to live. And that's why we do this show and we talk about that all the time, is how we can, you know, make the world a polite place to live. Thank you so much for sharing that. And once again, we certainly do applaud you and assure you that you will be continuously blessed for that.
No, it's not about getting anything in return, just, you know, trying to help, just trying to pay it forward and help someone else out.
Wonderful. Well, Denise, did you jot down any notes about the kitty litter so to be prepared for the next
day? I did.
That is great. Well, thanks again for calling in, Kenyon, and sharing that, okay?
You're welcome.
Okay. All right. Good night. Wow, Denise, that was great. What a wonderful call.
You know, things like that really help people out. It really helps people out. My brother had a snow shovel. He did our driveway and three other neighbors here in our neighborhood, and then a fourth the following day. So I didn't even know that there was a snow shovel in the house, but I thought that was really nice of him to go out and help folks clear their driveway.
Wow, we certainly want to applaud him as well. That is great. That is absolutely great. I want to go ahead and go to one of our emails. As a matter of fact, this email came in last week, and we ran out of time at the end of the show and didn't have an opportunity to read this one. But it says, we enjoy listening to your show every week. My daughter, who is 16 years of age, suggested that we visit a homeless shelter for teens and help them out. She also asked two of her friends to accompany us. We did this over the Christmas holiday, and she said that they plan to go back once per month.
Wow.
She said she and her friends didn't realize how blessed they were until they saw the homeless teens. And this comes from Carolyn and Virginia Sawyer, and they are in Rhode Island. Great job, girls. Great job. I certainly also do applaud the mom, too, as well, because that is a direct reflection on, you know, how these kids are being raised. So certainly glad to hear that. Well, getting back to talk about why we wanted to do this particular topic during the Dr. Martin Luther King holiday is because, of course, we all know that, you know, he stood for nonviolence. He was extremely, extremely polite as well in all that he did. And that is one of the main reasons we certainly wanted to do this show as it relates to his particular holiday. And Denise, I think you wanted to share something as well, wasn't it?
I did.
Regarding Dr. King.
You know,
yeah.
You know, Donna, the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday has now been a holiday for 25 years, and that in itself is something to celebrate.
Wow.
All over the country, on his day of celebration, people do random acts of kindness by volunteering.
Mm-hmm.
And they do a lot of things like planting a tree, they clean up a neighborhood, or attend a peace celebration or a film festival. There are many activities all over the country that are set up for this day in particular. And I know here in Atlanta we do a lot of volunteering on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. So I think it's a wonderful thing to help get your children involved to show them that volunteering, as the two young ladies did at the homeless shelter, is a good thing, and it makes you feel more feel very good about it. You're very blessed about doing it for someone who may not be able to do something for themselves.
Absolutely.
One of the things to do is go online and pull up Martin Luther King Jr. Day events. And there are many, many, many events listed for different cities around the country. And I think that if you sit around and not do anything for folks, that you're taking away from his dream. And, of course, his holiday is very, very important to many of us who have seen the struggles of trying to make sure that the world has peace. So when you get out and do some things to help others, to be kind to others, I think it would make him feel very proud that we are continuing to do the things that he taught us many, many years ago.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, of course, you always hear that it is actually, let's look at it as a day on instead of a day off. You guys, we'll be right back.
What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show is sponsored by Pages Etiquette Seminars, LLC. Pages Etiquette Seminars provides both personal and professional development training for all ages and offers motivational and training materials such as What is Etiquette Anyway? By Donna Page Riley, a book about manners for children, but grown-ups can read it too. This book covers introductions, writing thank yous, table and telephone manners, and much more. In addition to book What is Executive Etiquette Anyway? Key ingredients for building successful working relationships. Some of its contents include How to Master the Art of Networking, Business Over Lunch, and How to Impress Your Interviewer, only to name a few. Pages Etiquette Seminars, that's www.pagesetiquette.com, www.pagesetiquette.com.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Call us now at area code 347-324-3295. That's 347-324-3295. Or email us your comments at etiquetteladies, ladies plural, at gmail.com. That's etiquetteladies at gmail.com.
Hey guys, we are back. Wanted to go ahead, Denise, I'm going to go ahead and see how many emails we can get through this evening. This one says, Etiquette and HR ladies, my family and I listen to you every week. This past week during the snow, two teens came by to see if we needed our walk or drive shoveled. They said they were not charging, just wanted to be helpful. I thought this was a great act of kindness that I wanted to share. This comes from Missy Brownlee and family from Dunwoody, Georgia. Wow, that is wonderful. I am just, you know, it's just so wonderful, especially when you see kids that are, you know, they're coming around. And there's been in the news over the last 6 months, a lot of the teenagers seem to have taken a lot of heat about being selfish, but certainly the ones that are listening to our show are certainly setting themselves apart. I want to give these guys a round of applause. I think that is just absolutely great. That is wonderful. Okay, let me, let's see, Denise, I'm trying to get through these emails. Let's see. It says, Dear Etiquette Ladies, I enjoy listening to your show, and thank you, ladies, for doing it week after week. Just wanted to share that last Wednesday at work, my supervisor asked if anyone could work late. And since this is a job that is very stressful, no one wanted to stay. Although I needed to pick up my children, I made arrangements for someone else to do it. Anyway, I stayed to help my boss, who has been very depressed since losing her husband several months ago. She told me that the mere fact that I stayed to help catch up on our work was the nicest thing that had happened to her in some time. I was also able to minister and to encourage her. I remember you always remind us to perform a random act of kindness, and I felt good about it. Thank you, ladies. And this comes from Dana Thomas in Marietta, Georgia. And we certainly thank you so much for sharing that with us. Thank you for what you're doing and your efforts. And it really does. And we talk about making sure that you initiate a random act of kindness each week. You know, we always just want to remind you of how that makes you feel. That should make you feel really, really good when you do that and when you're being unselfish and actually, you know, helping someone else. And for some reason, helping someone else or doing something nice for someone else has a tendency to make you feel good. Well, if you're not feeling well, good to make you feel better than what you were. So we certainly do applaud them. Denise, did you want to say something?
No, I was just saying that also random acts of kindness, they can be big events or they can be very small events. I remember one day I was in the post office and there was a very, very long line. And so I used the automatic machine to get my stamps. And a gentleman came in. He came in, he said, "Oh, my goodness, look at this line. All I need is one stamp." So I said, "I have a stamp for you. You can," he said, "I'll buy it from you." I said, "No, no, no. You can have the stamp." And he was very grateful, and he told me, he said, "Baby, you will be blessed." And I said, "Thank you for that." And he went on about his way. I saw, so mm-hmm. when you think about doing kind things for people, they can be small, they can be large, or, you know, and you never know how that makes people feel, whether it's something small or large.
Mhm. Well, let me applaud you, Denise, because that is wonderful. And even though, you know, many times we may not think it's a big deal, you know, it's a big deal to someone else. And usually when I go grocery shopping, if I'm really shopping, that I kind of look for people that are maybe standing in the line that only have, you know, one or two, very few items. And I usually like to let them go ahead and go ahead of me because I figure that by the time it takes me to take everything out and put it up on the counter, this other person could be checked out and gone. And so I love to do that. For people, and it's just so wonderful that oftentimes when I'm in a hurry and I may have just one or two things, and then I'm standing in line, and then someone says, "Well, you can go in front of me if you like," and I'm like, "Oh, thank you so much." Yeah. So it does. You certainly do reap what you sow, and it's just so great even to be able to pay it forward, not necessarily looking for anything, but just to be courteous and nice. You know, it's just essential to have to be courteous and to be considerate of other people. And also, let me also say this, you guys, when someone does something nice for you, by all means, please use your magic words and say thank you. Because just simply remembering that no one has to do anything for you at all. So real important to certainly take a moment and to say thank you. Another email, it says, "On last Wednesday, I noticed a little girl and boy sitting in a locked car that had the motor running outside of a pharmacy. There were no adults present, so I stood there until the mother came back. She said she ran in just for a minute and did not want to wake the youngest child. She seemed to be rather young, and I explained to her that what she did was dangerous, and I wanted to watch to make sure no one took her children. She was extremely grateful, and she said she wouldn't do it again." And this comes from Ms. Myers in Florida. And Ms. Myers, that is so wonderful that you did that. Of course, you know, I'm sure you had something else to do. You know, that wasn't necessarily part of your planning to stand there and watch someone's kids until they came back out, but we certainly do applaud you for that. That is absolutely wonderful. And we really are, you know, our brother and sister's keepers. And Dr. King did talk a lot about that as well, that, you know, we are to be concerned about, you know, each other. And so that was an excellent, absolutely excellent point made in that particular email of just being just very kind. Because she could have very easily said, I cannot believe someone left their children in the car and just kept going, you know, which right. I'm sure probably, you know, other people did that. So certainly take my hat off to you. In this email, it says, Dear Etiquette Ladies, last week I noticed someone who ran out of gas. I approached them to see if I could help, and they told me they were on their way to the station and ran out of gas. I offered to buy a gas can from the auto store, which was nearby, and bought them some gas and took it back to them. I really felt good about this, and thanks to you ladies, I will look for more opportunities to be kind to people. And it says, thank you for your show. And this comes from Robert Jones in Stockbridge, Georgia. So we certainly do want to applaud you, Robert. And thank you so much for sharing. Let's go ahead and pick up one more call. Extension 0398. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. How are you?
Okay. Nice to be on your show.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for calling in. We're talking about acts of kindness, and if you would like to share, go right ahead.
Yes, I was very happy when the storm first came. One of my former neighbors called to see, are you okay? Then another neighbor came and shoveled my driveway. Then a couple of days later, I called him and I told him I could not get to my child. I need an exit to my child because I had taken hot water out there in a kettle and I only could make 2 footprints. Then he said, no, I'll be over there in a half an hour. Can you give me a half an hour? I said, fine. So I was able to feed my dog and he made a path all the way around my house. And I thought that was a blessing and that was a kind act of kindness.
Absolutely.
And I'll never forget it.
Oh, wow. We certainly do want to applaud him for that. And that is great. And, you know, he probably didn't think, you know, it was a big deal. You know, it's probably something he just wanted to do. And but like Denise, like you had said earlier, you know, sometimes the little things are the things that we might think it's little and it's not a big deal, people are extremely grateful for, which is absolutely wonderful. And I thank you so much for calling in to share that with us. And so we know that, you know, definitely, you know, we do have people that are doing the same thing and certainly trying to make the world a polite place to live, and that is great. Well, you guys, we're pretty much out of time. We did a shorter version on this evening. Did want to make sure that her co-host, Denise, got a chance to rest. And thank you so much, Denise, for going ahead and doing the show, which you're not feeling great. And then I'm getting ready for an event. So, again, you guys out there, thank you so much for calling in and sharing. Thank you so much for your emails. We certainly do appreciate that. We thank you for supporting our show each and every week. Thanks for listening. Certainly invite your friends to listen to our show as well each week. And, of course, we are so glad that you are a part of the What is Etiquette Anyway family. Remember, if you have an etiquette question or a topic that you would like to hear us cover in the future, make sure you let us know, okay, and just shoot us an email at etiquetteladies@gmail.com. Never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. That comes from Proverbs 3:3. Never tire of loyalty and kindness. And as we remind you each and every week, please be sure to initiate a random act of kindness this week. And if you'd like, you can certainly feel free to share that with us. Well, thanks again for tuning in. This has been an abbreviated version of the show that we normally do. But we'll certainly talk again next week. Take care, good night, and God bless.
You've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The Talk Show, where our goal is to make the world a polite place to live. Thanks for listening, and please join us again next time when we'll discuss another exciting topic.